Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, it's Thursday. Welcome back. Happy October 9th, folks. We're glad that you're here. Christmas is 77 days away, I think.
77?
77. How do you feel about that? Yes.
Pretty good. I like Christmas.
Yeah?
Looking forward to Christmas. I like this time of year the most, maybe, though. Oh. I don't know. It's close. I like December
weather,
and October both.
Is it the, yep. The seasons, the holidays?
I actually ventured out onto the streets of St. Louis today, walked down to a sushi restaurant, and got some food just because the weather was so darn nice.
Was it a restaurant? Was it a gas station?
It was a restaurant. They do serve gasoline for your car. No, I'm just kidding. It was a real restaurant.
I'm going to give it a shout out. Was it good?
Sushi Eye. They're all over the place. They're a chain, I think. I don't know if they're just in St. Louis or if they're
elsewhere.
Well, they've
got them in O'Fallon.
But they're in this area. They're all over. They're good. They're better than gas station sushi, which is not hard, so it's not really like giving them a lot of credit, but they are a good sushi restaurant.
Where does sushi rank on your like favorite foods?
It's up there. I'd say top five. I like getting sushi a lot. I told Trisha the other day that one of the reasons that I like getting sushi is, well, A, I like to eat it. But B, it's one of the only times I really eat vegetables. So it's healthy. It's also a choice for me, you know, because I treat my body as a temple. Mm-hmm. You? How do you feel about sushi?
No, thanks.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Will you ever try it?
Mm-mm.
Even if it's stuff you know you like. So it's got all ingredients that you know that you're fine with.
Name some ingredients I would be fine with.
Rice.
No.
You don't like rice?
I don't like rice.
Okay, what if we serve some sort of riceless fish?
No. Don't like any seafood. I don't need anything out of the water.
Oh, gosh.
Kind of running out of ingredients in sushi.
Yeah, because seaweed's out of the water.
I don't think that you understand that. I just don't want to eat sushi.
I know, but I'm just trying to find some sort of loophole that I can catch you in to make you
what
eat
what if it were a cheeseburger?
there's got to be a cheeseburger roll.
I was trying to think of something. There is a cheeseburger roll, and it is right outside of Adventureland.
Those are really good.
Magic Kingdom.
Those are very good. You introduced me to those.
It's not sushi.
Do you like things that are deep fried?
I mean, everybody likes things that are deep fried, but I try very hard not to eat it.
I don't know how to get you on this.
Do you want to know what I eat most days? My breakfast is, what is the bread that I eat?
Ezekiel.
Famous Dave's.
Oh, it's still, you still didn't get it right.
Ezekiel bread.
No, it's Dave's killer bread.
I was going to say the killer
bread. You eat it every day and you don't know the brand.
I don't have a relationship with it. It's in a bag.
Either.
It's green and it's very whole, grainy, healthy.
And he's got big, long arms. He's holding the guitar.
Wait, I think he has a red shirt.
He might, depending on which version of Dave's killer bread it is.
Two pieces of toast with real butter.
That's good bread, by the way.
Darn right, it's good bread.
That's good toast, too.
It better be, because it's not cheap.
No, it's not.
And every once in a while, I come home and the bag is laying on the family room floor and Rosie has eaten it all. And I'm like, you don't even know what you've done.
That's a little tap on the nose.
But we don't know. We don't know where. Because that's like mom's bread. That's my bread.
Yep.
And we get that same brand of bread for the kids, but it's like a white bread. More to them, it's white bread. But I've said it's worth paying more money for the amount of bread that you eat to not be eating all the crap that goes into cheaper bread. So we buy more expensive.
Wait, you're not eating the white bread version of that? What are you eating?
The whole grain.
Oh, something. So you're just eating different versions of Dave's Killer Bread.
Dave's Killer Bread.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I eat those two pieces of toast in the morning, most mornings, and I get from Scooters an extra large iced non-fat milk sugar-free vanilla latte with protein cold foam on the top, no added flavor. That's breakfast. And then I don't eat anything usually until I get home from volleyball practice or whatever I have to do to run around. And 3 or 4 nights a week, I eat a grilled chicken salad from Texas Roadhouse.
That's a lot of nights a week.
It's a lot.
Is it a good salad?
It's the
best. Is it a big salad, a lot of stuff in it?
Huge, huge salad with the best grilled chicken that's been ever been grilled. Mm. Chopped red onion, eggs, a little bit of bacon, like little bacon thingies.
Soft or crispy?
It matters. It really matters. It needs to have a little chew to it.
I agree.
If I open it up and it's like overdone or sat for a while, I don't put it on because then it's just like kind of, it's crumbly. It's
yeah,
crummy.
It doesn't do
it's
anything not, for the
and
salad.
It doesn't have the flavor either. So lettuce, hard-boiled egg, grilled chicken, red onion, cheese, and Texas Roadhouse Ranch, which is so freaking good. And their homemade croutons. It's got a ton of protein in it. I mean,
are they crunchy croutons? Or they got a little give to them too?
Just a little.
I like that too.
Super flavored. This is the best salad you've ever had.
You're gonna have to get me a salad every single time you get one now. I guess that's the only solution.
I mean, there are a lot of nights where I'm the only one who eats out. Jared will eat the salad with me unless he's making something. Because he'll, you know, we've talked about Jared's smoker, which is still doing fantastic. But he'll go out and he'll smoke everything. And I just am not eating that right now. So I don't eat it. So I'll get a salad and then he'll have whatever he makes. Or he'll make chicken wings or something like that.
Can you smoke a salad?
You could smoke the meat that goes on top of the salad. That would be yummy.
We do that.
But I don't know why you would go to that length for a salad. That seems
you're smoking
a little
everything.
Well,
smoke them if you got them.
We don't have that kind of time. We like try to make sure we eat dinner. Which is why
I understand that.
But the salad, man, it's so good. And it comes with some Texas Roadhouse rolls, but I don't eat those unless I've like done a lot that day and felt like I earned it.
Let me advocate for something that you do, which is very rare for me. Toast as a meal.
I eat that every morning.
I'm advocating for something you do. I'm agreeing with you.
Yes.
Toast as a meal is underrated, but you do have to have the best bread for it to work. And my neighbor started making me loaves of sourdough bread from scratch.
Boy.
They're in the bread thing.
It's like their bread era. They've been doing it for 2 months, and every time they make one, they're like, "You want one?" I'm like, "Yes, absolutely."
Because once you get into it, you can't stop.
Yeah, and I'll pay them for it and everything. But I'm like,
"You pay for a loaf of
man.
Sourdough from your butt?
$7.
Is it worth it?"
Yeah, because it's meals.
You don't eat it like it's bread on a sandwich. It's like an experience to eat the sourdough bread. Like it's the meal.
I cut a thick piece. Stick it in the toaster, and you got to crank the toaster all the way up because it's a thick piece. And it sits in there for probably 3 minutes, comes out nice and crispy, just on the edge, still on the inside. It's a little bit doughy. And I butter that thing up, and that is a meal.
Use butter?
No, I use crap butter. So but the bread's good.
The bread that I eat is, share this tab instead. It's the green bag. I don't want you to have to track me on this. It's the green bag of Dave's Killer Bread, and it's 21 whole grains and seeds, 6 grams of protein, 4 grams of fiber, 130 milligrams of omega-3s, and 22 grams of whole grains.
Does it have any ancient grains in it? Ancient grains.
Ancient!
I'm just proving that you can't say ancient grains without whispering it afterwards. Ancient grains.
Ancient!
I don't care how you pronounce ancient.
There's no K in the middle of the word.
It doesn't matter.
What about the ancient folks?
Just means they're old. And they said things a little differently back then. And that's the way I like it.
I look away from the chat for just a minute and I come back and Gus says Annie would be a real hoot at a fish fry. I don't know what that means. My grandpa used to have fish
fries.
Yeah,
what do people do at a fish fry that you're like, now that person is really fun? Because I just go and eat. I don't know what you do.
Bread is definitely one of those RFK Jr. post him being like, stop eating crap, stop eating junk things, that I have listened to that. And I'm trying to find places where I do that regularly and trying to do better. And bread was basically, bread was the number one swap that I think I've done in my life. But we don't buy cereal anymore. And I love eating cereal. I grew up eating cereal for most meals. And we just don't get cereal in our house anymore because it's just completely, I've tried the healthy ones. They're not good. I have yet to find a healthy version of a cereal that my kids like that has more than two bowls of cereal in the box that tastes good.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're like real skinny boxes with barely anything in them. That's one thing that
Charlie would get a bowl that fit the whole box.
Yeah, yeah.
And just eat that.
The whole thing.
Yes.
RFK said some things in the campaign, and we remember talking about this going into the election, that I said this multiple times, that if he can just fix bread,
yeah,
I would vote Republican even if I was a Democrat, because I just want to eat bread. And I haven't heard him do anything about that yet. He talked about that drying agent that started in 1993, that I've been trying to eat gluten-free for a long time now, and I think it's actually that drying agent that I'm allergic to. Because I get achy if I eat too much bread, but if I eat that good sourdough, it's okay.
Mm. Yeah.
I want him to do something about that.
I've got the ingredients to the bread that I eat up here. For the record, not only do I not get anything from the bread that I can't even remember the name of half the time, Dave's Killer Bread, not only am I not getting anything for any of this, I pay the price for it because I eat it every day. But being able to look at these different ingredients and see no chemical names in there, I've heard a lot of Maha people be like, you should be able to pronounce the things you're eating. So is that going to be a perfect science? No. But when I look at some of the other things that I used to eat, the things that you try to eat because you're trying to eat healthy, and then you find out it's terrible for you. Like all of the things that they did to try to take out the unhealthy things that were in there, they replaced with unhealthier non-food things to make it function. And you're like, nope, that's not good for you either. And I do think that there's something to the fact that the generation, you know, like my grandparents' generation, the way that they cooked, like the real foods that they used to cook, and you go back and you look at like people, if people were overweight, those overweight people would look like normal, healthy people today. Overweight was tiny compared to the average size of people here today. I think there's something to that. And I think that all of the engineering, but I don't know. And I think I'm like so many other people out there right now who are, you're trying so hard to do the right thing, and everybody's trying to sell you something. Everybody's trying to persuade you. You're like, you're constantly caught up in the game. You're just trying to eat foods, not chemicals. And it's just difficult. And then it seems like in 5 years, we'll find out everything we were doing now was stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. It always changes. Can you pronounce, well, you had it up there. It went away. Can you pronounce the word that starts with a Q on there?
Quinoa.
Ah, you can.
Quinoa?
Quinoa. That's a generational thing. You know that? I think people above us say quinoa, or they don't say quinoa.
I don't think the generation above us ate quinoa.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
If they say it wrong, it's because that's what the crunchy young kids are doing these days.
Yeah. Organic white quinoa, organic tricolored quinoa. And I also like these, because it makes me feel like, oh, that's good old ancient bread. Cornmeal, organic millet, and organic rolled spelt. I don't even know what those things are, but they sound real.
The words are shorter. Does that make it healthier?
Yes, it does.
Like I said, I am not a scientist. I am, I'm just trying. I'm just trying and trying to clean up the foods that I eat. And really the way that I found that bread was after reading, I read like three different articles that asked doctors what if they're like, if you're going to buy a bread, here are the five. And that one was number one on all the lists. So I just was like, okay.
What's the best bread that also incorporates guitars? And they were like, well, I think it's probably Dave's Killer Bread.
Dave's Killer Bread. I always would just say Killer Dave.
You always, yeah.
Killer Dave.
You make him into a serial
Dave's like,
killer.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. Ethan Sports and Local next. Don't go away. Was it something you left
behind? Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Check it out. Sports and local.
Durf and Donifird's Dumpy Doos.
That's what
with
favorite.
Shannon McNard.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon McNard.
That's right.
I don't remember Shannon.
I think that was yesterday was just Dumpy Doos, and then Shannon McNard's was extra.
No, yesterday was Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's all random now. I love it. It's a great setup.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. There goes the music.
It's
now
gone.
We must talk.
Gone. You know what is not gone? You know what's just getting started?
No, great segue, though.
Thank you. Not really. Hockey season. The
oh,
Blues
yeah.
are back tonight.
You guys sound like you're faking something.
We are. I'm feigning interest.
You know what we're faking? Our love for each other.
Okay.
Yeah, we're faking having a good time.
The St. Louis Blues start off the 2025-26 regular season tonight at the Enterprise Center. 7 o'clock puck drop. And, man, I tell you what, I'm excited. I'm excited for what this Blues team could be this year. They finished the 2024-25 season in a very positive manner. A painful finish to the season.
Ugh, yeah.
But
what was it? Did they almost make the playoff? Or did they? No, they lost to, don't tell me, it was a
you
Canadian green team.
Not green, but
Canadian. Winnipeg.
Yes. The Jets.
Whatever.
They're,
oh, the Jets. The
blue.
Jets are green.
Blue and white.
Right. Well, Winnipeg, the Jets.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Ryan. Yes, they...
Man,
they...
I was crashing and burning this segment, and then Ryan just like ripped it right back in there.
It's what he does.
Put us right back where we belong.
It's what he does.
Rip it and read it.
It's what he does.
Can I ask a hockey question to the
Please
hockey
do.
Fans in the room, which is all three of you, right?
Yeah.
What is... If you're going to a hockey game... There are two questions, so I need two answers. If you're going to a hockey game versus if you're sitting at home and watching a hockey game, what kind of score do you want to see the most in both of those instances? They might be different because at home you might bail on a game because you have other things to do and the access to do it. But do you want to see the Blues go win 8-0? Do you want to see a game where it's 1-0? Do you want to see a game where a team wins 7-5? Like, what is a real hockey fan want to see in person, and what keeps you on the couch watching the game at home?
Close game keeps me on the couch.
But what about the score? Do you want 7-5 or do you want 1-0?
It could be 1-0, could be 7-5. Actually, I think I'd prefer the 1-0, 2-1, those real close games, because usually what you have right there is goalies doing their thing, and I love a good goalie battle where it's like, man, that should have gone in, but that guy pulled that save out of his rear end.
Ethan, at home, what about you? At home?
At home, I probably lean more towards high scoring.
7-5, 7-6.
Yeah, something like that. Even like 4-3 is probably my favorite hockey score. Because it means that, you know, the goalies are in it. 7-5 like means that there's probably not enough like good goalie play or
defense,
good defense. But if you have 4-3, 3-2, there's enough offense, but it's also close to where all aspects of the game.
The goalie's putting on a show too.
Yes,
Ryan, at home. Do you ever watch hockey at home?
Yeah, well, no, because we don't have TV at my house anymore, but I do watch it with my dad sometimes.
So if you're sitting there watching with your dad.
We have TVs, but we don't have TV.
You just have the radio.
Yes. I actually prefer hockey in person. It is the most fun.
That's why I'm asking you at home. You're sitting on the couch with dad.
At home, I want to see a tight game. I want to see, but Blues have to win regardless.
Sure, obviously.
So Blues have to win. But I would say a 2-1 game is a really good one.
So you all are saying, like, well, Brad said he didn't mind a high scoring game, but close.
No, but I'm the opposite in person, though.
I was going to say in person, we'll go back around. Ryan, if you're at the game, I mean, is there a point where you're leaving the game because it's so bad and boring? If you're getting blown out 6-0.
Well, if the other team's killing you, it's 7-0.
Yeah,
that's why am I watching?
But do you prefer winning 6-0 and just goal?
Well, here's the thing: I don't really care as long as the Blues win ultimately, as long as there's a bunch of goals, then I'm happy. If it's the Blues scoring all of them, great. If it's a tight game, it's back and forth, great. But it's a lot of goals.
So you want scoring and a Blues win?
Yep.
Brad, what about you in person?
The only way that I walk out of a in-person game is if it's like a really, that I might walk out as a really big blowout where the Blues are getting blown out. But, you know, that play, an 8-0 game where the Blues are blowing out the other team, that place is getting rowdy, especially if that other team's a rival. And that atmosphere is super fun. So
Ethan,
I think that.
In person?
In person, I prefer close is obviously the first and foremost, but second would be any sort of Blues win. I tell you what, close games are always the most fun, especially when you get to the playoffs and like the anticipation for that first one or like that big goal late. You can feel it in the crowd. But anytime that your team is rolling, there's excitement around it. So I would lean towards close Blues win first, but any Blues win, really, I think.
Because I think I'd be, for baseball purposes, like if the Cardinals are winning 10-0 or something like that in the fifth inning, I'm probably thinking about other things that I could do. I'm a huge Cardinals fan and everything, but I might be more inclined to leave during a blowout for a baseball game because there's so much downtime in a baseball game. Hockey doesn't have that as much. But when you're at a baseball game and it's a one-run game and it's 9 innings, I'm never thinking like, oh gosh, how do we get this over faster? Which is what all the non-baseball fans are like, we got to make the game go faster. And I'm like, but what if it's good baseball? I want to revel in it. So I just feel like the downtime in baseball, which I'm more inclined to go see. I don't mind going to hockey games. I just don't make them very often. But I would feel like in-person scoring would always be preferred.
I think they need to make baseball games go slower. And I think that they need
more
the Blues,
advertising, more commercials.
More advertising.
Yeah.
A lot more downtime. I think that, and not like entertainment in the downtime, just downtime.
Just down.
Just chill out time. And the Blues need to get refresh in their rivalries.
Go to a college football game, and like a big college football game is being nationally televised. The amount of downtime is mind boggling. Mm-hmm. The amount of standing around. Because we'll watch, every once in a while, we'll watch the Notre Dame feed on NBC because they have it without any broadcast. It's in 4K, and it's just, it's like kind of background noise. It's so boring. At first, I'm like, I like this because I don't need all the talking and everything. But then I'm like, I need a little talking. There's so much downtime. in football. Next story.
Just wrapping up on the Blues and just what to expect from them this year. This is a team that caught fire at the end of 2024-25 when head coach Jim Montgomery finally had the opportunity post the Four Nations face-off, the international tournament, to really sit down with his team and get a vision, put out a vision of what he wants and expects from them. They made a couple of acquisitions that really helped them propel them to the caliber that a lot of people were hoping they would be all season long. And they almost knocked off the President's Trophy winners, which is the best regular season team in the NHL, in the Winnipeg Jets, came up 1.6 seconds shy of advancing to the second round last year. So a painful end to the offseason, but I think to a certain extent, it has left an unease and a readiness for this upcoming season, seeing what a full year of the Blues being that level of hockey can be. They brought in a couple of additions, made a couple of trades this offseason that I think has improved them even more. Hmm. We're going to get, we saw a glimpse of some of their very high level prospects that they had drafted in the last couple years at the end of last year. We're going to get a full season of a lot of those guys, including Jimmy Snuggerud. We're going to see Dalibor Dvorsky, some of these other guys this year. There's a lot to be excited about with the St. Louis Blues this year and what they could be. And it all starts tonight. Puck drop, 7 o'clock, facing off against the Minnesota Wild in the first game of 2025-26. Okay, sticking with sports here in St. Louis, there's been some rumors afloat here today after a report from a, stick with me, Puerto Rican newspaper came out yesterday. It was either yesterday, last night, or this morning, where Yadier Molina was being asked about, you know, what's next for him. And he is quoted saying, right now we are in contact with St. Louis to coach the Cardinals and help Ollie Marmol. He is still the manager, but I'd be there by his side. Nothing is concrete yet, but we are working on it.
Yes. I was afraid you were going to say the Anaheim Angels. And I was going to come strangle you right here live on the YouTube.
Me?
I don't know.
What if this little
strangle
paper,
Ryan for that?
What if this little paper in Puerto Rico is like, I know how I can get on the map.
We'll finally get on the Henny Fry Show during Schmergelberger's Ethan Burtz or whatever this is called.
What was it today? Doniford's Dumpy Doos?
Yeah.
Something like that.
With Shannon McNards.
With Shannon McNards. Thank you for that. Well, Annie, how would you feel about that? How would you feel about Yadier Molina joining the Cardinals coaching staff?
I'm there. Let's go. Yes. It's an interesting thing to think about Yadi being the non-manager manager, because some people are like, what kind of ego? Like, he's going to answer to Ollie Marmol? Like, Yadi's not going to come in and, like, when Yadi was catching his last season, Ollie Marmol kind of answered to Yadi, who is the catcher in some respects. It seems like he respected him and was interested in Yadi's his thoughts on, you know, whatever was going on at any given time, because Yadi just has that kind of presence. But like a sensible look at this, in my opinion, is that Yadi seems to have a lot of things going on right now. And Yadi has sought to be portable. Even in his last year, remember when Yadi like took some time off for a couple months? Well, how long was he out in his final season with the Cardinals?
Oh, he missed ample time because he was the owner of a Puerto Rican basketball team.
He just seemed like he had a few irons in the fire and he had alternate priorities.
The
which
one,
were
the
wild.
The 162 game schedule requires a lot, and it felt like at that point, Yadier Molina was ready to be retired.
Yeah,
it was,
and
is
he's
what
a catcher.
It felt like to me.
Like, and if you're,
it's demanding.
If, yeah, it's a super, super difficult thing to do to your body and everything. So I kind of understood it. But at the same time, it's like, where are you? What are you doing? So he's talked about, like, the demanding schedule to be a manager. He might not want to do
it's
that.
Far greater than a player schedule.
I
now, Yadi, you know, he was about as committed as any player gets. You know, catching takes a lot, but there's very few people that are there more than catchers are.
Yeah.
And the manager
and the
is
work,
one of them.
The work, yes, yes. The work is hard. And all I'll say in addition to that is, in a completely not even comparable, and you shouldn't even say it out loud, comparison, I have been a head coach for many youth sports, and I have been an assistant coach. It is so good to be the assistant coach. You get to participate in, you get to work with the players, you get to be a part of everything. But the burden that you don't have as the head coach, if that's what's good for Yadi, that would be amazing for the Cardinals, in my opinion. So if he's in a position where he's willing to accept that type of role, let's go. That's what the Cardinals need, is that life back into the...
You said both sides of this really well. On the one side, you're thinking, oh man, Yadier Molina, you know, that's a lot of attention around a player as an assistant coach. Simultaneously, if Yadier Molina wants to manage someday, Ollie Marmol, I think, is a great manager to be around, to learn what it looks like to do it in that position, because I think that he does it really well, and there's going to be a lot for him to learn in that position. So I think there's a lot of benefit potentially for this, and there's also a lot of questions as to what the future could look like.
You're speaking to his tutelage.
Yes. I think you just wanted to say that word.
Do you just sit and think of goofy butt words to say out loud and then just put other words around them and say them out loud and then sit there and giggle to yourself?
Clearly no.
Say it again.
Tutelage.
We'll be right back.
You make me crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Trish is in studio with us. Hi,
hey,
Trisha.
Hello, Annie and crew.
What am I okay with?
What are you okay with? Let's find out. Naked man accused of chasing Walmart employees around parking lot.
Ryan.
I work at Walmart. Fault me for that if you want.
Word is worked.
Did work, apparently, at a North Florida Walmart. A naked man was arrested early Wednesday morning outside a North Florida Walmart for reportedly chasing employees around the parking lot. So he did not work there. He was just chasing
employees
around.
See? That's what I'm saying. I got chased by a naked man.
The 911 call came in around 2:45 a.m., and when police arrived, they found the 33-year-old man in a wooded area near the store. He was taken to a hospital, and staff medically cleared him to be arrested and taken to jail. Annie, are you okay with Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walmart's
like it.
Fine.
Cool.
They're way too convenient to just completely write off. They're also close to my house. Mm-hmm. But Walmart is, they've got everything. If you need to make a quick stop, that's fine. But I do think it's important to try to shop local when you can for, you know, whatever particular thing it is. It's just the convenience is hard to beat.
If a naked man comes at you.
Here we go.
Fight or flight. Brad.
I need more information than that.
Naked man out of nowhere comes at you. You fighting or you flying?
I'm not very fast, so I think I have to fight.
I'm flight for sure with a naked man.
Yeah, I'm. I mean,
I'm not showing my back to a naked man.
What's going to happen?
We don't know.
I don't know.
That's kind of the point.
Who else in this story is naked?
Naked man alone. That's it.
Are you fighting or are you running?
Am I with my kids?
No, you're alone. Comes out of nowhere. Naked as
naked
a jaybird.
Naked man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Running.
Well, it depends if I have somewhere to run to. There has to be an exit strategy.
There's a bounce house nearby.
Now this got ridiculous. Don't answer that.
Bounce houses are dirty. So I wouldn't do that. I just get to know him. Ask him what his name is.
Let's talk.
Wear your clothes. It would depend on his size. I could defend myself physically. If he's naked, then I can see like what he doesn't have on him.
A little naked man, but a big naked man.
No, I would run or kick him as hard as I could in his junk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If he's a small naked man and he's wearing a green felt top hat, I'm going to catch him, see if he'll grant me some wishes.
That's probably going to get us in trouble.
Man arrested after decorating for Halloween. A Kentucky man was arrested on Saturday after he placed Halloween decorations on his property that showed fake bodies with the titles of elected officials.
Oh, here we go.
The 58-year-old is facing charges of intimidating a participant in the legal process.
It's Kentucky. Did they say which officials?
Now, it said District Judge Mayor CASIS and zoning manager, so I don't know exactly who.
Local people? Like people who live in the neighborhood?
Uh-huh. Yikes.
Yeah,
the five fake bodies were wrapped in garbage bags and displayed in his yard.
Zoning official.
Yeah,
he's like, that's not okay.
Guess who won't let me park my camper out front? Guess who's getting a Halloween decoration as a mummy?
Annie, are you okay with Halloween decorations?
Yeah. I don't like the super scary ones, though.
Oh, man.
I was going past someone's house the other day, and they had was supposed to be like a corpse that had a hole shot through its chest, and it's just like a scary zombie looking thing. And I'm just like, that's just disgusting. It's not necessary.
Where do you keep that the rest of the year?
Well, I don't. Yeah. The scariest thing in your basement would be the existence of that. And just knowing that it was down there would be enough to make me say, no, no, thank you. I do kind of like the gigantic skeletons. I'm okay with them. And there's like a gigantic skeleton dog. Have you seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm okay with those. I think those are fun, but
I am when they're leashed.
You looked at me. You turned your head at me with a smile on your face like a dog. Like a dog that just peed in the house and was like, you should have let me out sooner. Have you learned your lesson? Go back and watch that. You're ridiculous. I don't even remember what we were talking. Oh, you stupid dog on a leash.
Yo, you like the dogs. You like the skeleton dogs. Go ahead.
What else?
I don't know.
Do you
like when they have eyes? Because I don't, because the eyes deteriorate first in a real skeleton.
I already hit the button.
Should I continue? Yeah,
I don't like excessively violent, yeah, gross, murdery, sure, things. I don't like people hanging from trees. I don't
jump
like
scares,
any of that.
Anything
no,
that just like pops out.
I
naked man.
We're getting pretty specific here. I like haunted house type of stuff. When was the last time you went through a legit creepy world type of haunted house?
I think when I was in high school.
How would you handle that now? Did you like them then?
I would use the restroom first. Then I would go through and hope for the best.
Would you? I don't really know what your definition of the best is. But anyway, would you enjoy going through that type of an experience now?
I don't. I think at this point I might, because I actually know a lot of people in the haunted house world in Chicago.
Oh my, he's connected.
I am. House. I'm connected
like
to
my
big haunted house.
Are in
I
there,
actually know the.
We're going through. I'm screaming like crazy. He's like, hey, George, how you doing? How are the kids? How's, yep, the dog?
Yeah, yeah. He's the number one haunted house guy in the country out of Chicago, and I've developed a somewhat adult friendship with him. That sounded weird. that sounded weird. Look, I meant just that, you know, when you become friends with somebody as an adult, it's not the same
when
as when,
people
you,
like
when you've
other,
known each other for a long time.
The weirdest brag
and you're in a dress up.
And
costume makeup.
And they have a really cool haunted house, so I actually think it might be cool to see what they do just from an entertainment standpoint now, but I've still never done it.
I am completely unentertained by that stuff. No thanks. Don't need it. Don't need the visual. Don't need the scare. Nuh-uh. I'll sit at home and suffer through Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing some stuff with clowns, but not scary. You know? Like, just give me a nice, clean, big tent fun house that's circus. Not scary at all for Halloween.
It's just a circus.
Yeah.
Trisha, I don't know.
Do you want more? Should I keep going?
Yeah. More specifically of what?
I don't know. Florida Bar live streams its customer activity. Fans are glued to the elbow room of Fort Lauderdale Bar that's been live streaming its boozy rowdy regular since 1996.
Wow. That's like ahead of the game.
I know. The bar has cameras all over that cover everything. The beach cam, the patio cam, the band cam, and the bar cam. Those at home can watch all of the activity for free with no sound on YouTube. And if they want audio, they can pay $2.99 a month. Annie, are you okay with reality TV?
I mean, that sounds like it's probably more reality than anything that's ever been put on TV is reality TV.
It made me think of, remember Wild Country, how they live stream the dancing? I know you were a Wild Country girl at one point.
I was on every Saturday night on the broadcast of that, but it was not live streamed. It was filmed on Thursday night.
And it made me think of that.
Played on Saturday night. And I had a group of church lady fans that would talk to me on Sunday about my outfit. Line dancing.
I saw you on the TV.
Yeah. And if That's I weren't cute. There, they would like be like, are you okay? Where are you? Where were you Thursday night? Reality TV is, I think the biggest problem I have with reality TV is it stopped the creation of good scripted TV. Like it was so cheap that the grief to dollar ratio, how cheap it is to produce that type of television, it doesn't have to be really that good for it to be profitable in a way that scripted television, like I've been talking a lot about watching The West Wing, like the ability for somebody who has an incredible writing talent to put together a West Wing-esque type of show right now that would feature a moderate, somebody who would actually speak the way the majority of Americans feel right now about issues. You could have debates, which is in The West Wing, that certainly is a key thing about it that I like. And to prove that point, Ryan has been in Wiggins America doing the Democratic Party platform since 2000, which is pretty mega, honestly. That there's a normalcy that exists in our country about policies that don't ever get discussed in news, cable news, entertainment, broadcasting. That if you could have a scripted show that would feature what actually goes on in the business of our government, and it would talk about policies, and it would be moderate, I think it'd be really successful right now. But everything is reality. Game shows and reality TV. Do you watch any? Are there any reality shows you guys watch right now?
When you include game shows, my grandma, who we were going to visit over and over in the last several months, we would just sit there and watch Game Show Network over and over. And some of those games are really fun, and they make you so mad because they look like they're rigged.
Who? Let's Make a Deal is on in here daily, I think. If it was on out there before, there's no way that I could ever get on that show. I can't be that person that's on Let's Make a Deal. What kind of person would you be? Because if they're casting people to be contestants, you can't be like super flat,
normal,
boring.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that would be so cool to a car.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. You have to act like.
Yeah, you got to go in with some sort of character.
Would you do that to get on a game show?
Depends on if the prize was big enough. If it was big enough, I'd go in, hey, man, I'm the guy that's covered in fry grease. You know, I'm wearing the same clothes.
Would you be able to be the guy that they would pick to be a contestant without them thinking that you were mocking all of the people who were trying to be contestants?
No, for sure.
It'd be too obvious?
There's no way that I could do that. Like, oh, my gosh, look, he's wearing he looks like a pinata. No, I can't do that.
Brad,
I'd have
could
to
you
do
it?
Something.
Be the big goofy guy? No, I like to think that I can, but there's no way that I could be that person with the, oh, all right, let's go. No, can't do that.
Trisha, could you?
No, but I don't think you have to for all of them. Like, I think you could be pretty normal and go on Wheel of Fortune or
I'm
Jeopardy.
Talking specifically about Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, yeah,
those people are
that.
Nuts.
No, that's... No.
You know what
no,
you do have to do no. for all of them, though? You have to prove that you will, in some sort of situation where you could take the money and run... Or keep going.
That you'd keep going?
You always have to say, I keep going.
I'd take the first deal. Thank
I
you
would
for
too.
Having me. Goodbye.
Thanks for covering my...
$500? Thank you.
Yeah.
You said you'd cover my parking
money.
For outside?
Right.
That's very kind of you.
A cheeseburger. Okay.
Right. Deal or no deal?
Deal. Deal, 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 deal.
Sir, it's $15.
Deal.
Deal.
Do you like reality TV?
Not really. There's so little of it that's of any sort of substance.
Yeah.
Speaking of naked guys, remember the first season of Survivor?
No.
That was kind of fun.
I don't.
Not because of him.
You got a quick one more quick one for us before we do the poll?
Sure. California bans noisy TV commercials. Noisy TV.
Noisy TV.
Yep.
Noisy. Are they just controlling the decibels?
Yes. Oh. So apparently a new law demands that advertisers turn the volume down. They cannot be any louder than the content that they're paired against.
That's ridiculous. As an audio tech, you just add compression to everything and it makes it feel louder. It'll be the same volume.
They say that you can't do it anymore.
Nerd alert!
You can't do it on stage.
They've been doing that for years. Yeah. California should know that.
No, my exactly question is, are you okay with California?
Oh, it's beautiful. California is so awesome, geographically speaking, that they're willing to suffer that. Mm-hmm. If you want to know how awesome California is, look at what they're willing to put up with to be there. What is Illinois' excuse?
Yeah. Corn.
We got lots of corn.
Mine is corn. Family and deep, deep, deep heritage roots.
And corn.
We know you're trapped here. Oh, you're not? Oh, shoot. Well, now what do we do?
Crap. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Does President Trump deserve a Nobel Peace Prize? Yes, not quite yet. No, or I really don't care. Brad, your thought?
Not quite yet.
Not quite yet. Ryan?
I would say yes.
Trisha, you want to weigh in on this?
Nah, not really. I guess not quite yet, maybe.
She says maybe I really don't care. Nah. I don't know.
I don't care.
Yes, of course he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, in my opinion, but I don't really care if he gets one. It's not that big of a deal to me, so I'd probably vote yes in this. 266 votes in today. 8% of you said no. 9% of you don't care. 13% said not quite yet, and 70% said give the man a Nobel Peace Prize. Keep it here. The Mark Reardon Show on St. Louis Conservative 97.1 FM Talk. Next. I'm gonna lose control tonight. What do you want from me?
I'm not a married sweetheart. Hey, it's Mark Reardon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.